It's an awesome thing to be able to praise God. It's an awesome thing to even have another Mother Day with your mother. When Jennifer Robinson came in the door and Mother Robinson started crying, it's an awesome thing because this could be her last Mother's Day. So she came to see her mother. It brought tears to my eyes just to keep looking at her as she sit there with her mother hugging her. That is an awesome thing. God bless her. She put everything else to the side to come and see her mother. So bless you, Sister Robinson, Mother Robinson, Pastor Robinson, Sister Juanita Robinson, and the Robinson family, because that touched me this morning. My mother's been gone for 5 years now, as of March of this year. That touched me. I want to thank my two sons for coming this morning from Columbus. Well, one from Columbus, the other one was already here. And they're sitting in the back there, hiding out. So I thank them. And if you just let me have a word of prayer, just ask the Lord to touch me, pull myself together. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day that you woke me up and you gave me health and strength to be able to come today, Lord. You breathed into me. So, Father, I just ask you to touch my lungs, touch my vocal cords, touch my heart and my mind, Lord. And let this word that you have put in me come out and touch those that need to be touched. Touch our mothers, touch our children in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you. The pastor, when he gave me this assignment, and I was like, oh, Lord, here we go. He bullied me around again. But I thank God for him because it showed me some things that I needed to see, the why I was going through some things that I went through. And if you would turn to Psalms 127, we're just going to read verse 3 in 127 because that is our vocal verse right there. And later you can read 2 and 4 to mix it in together. Because today we're going to talk about our mothers and our place in our children's life. Lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Amen. Amen. My topic is a gift from God. Amen. Happy Mother's Day to all that are mothers. Whether you carried that child or somebody else carried it for you. Because sometimes mothers don't mean, because you gave birth to a child, don't make you a mother. It do not make you a mother. So grandmothers, mothers, adopted mothers, stepmothers, all of you are mothers. And God bless you. You got a gift. And when I say it's a gift, because you didn't know what was, well, when I was having children, a lot of y'all that had children, we couldn't know what we was having. We didn't know if it was a boy or a girl, a twin, or whatever. All we knew, we was pregnant and we was growing. Nowadays, they can give you ultrasounds and let you see what you're going to have. But you know what? I never did want to know anyway. Because it was a gift. It was a surprise to me to know that I was having a daughter when I had her. Had two sons when I had them. That is a gift of God. Amen. But see, when they open you up, whether you have a C-section or a vaginal, and that baby come out and you see all that hair, black hair, you be wondering, oh, this is why I had all this heartburn. And you just can't wait to see, is it a boy or a girl? Do it got all 10 fingers and 10 toes? That's a blessing from God to open up that gift and see that child. Don't take it for granted, mothers and children. You are a gift to your mother. and your father. I don't want to leave them out, but we're talking about mothers today. So it was a gracious gift from God that he gave us, each one of our children. And then we got a heritage from God right off the rip. We got a heritage from God. But you got to know about that heritage that he gave you. See, it is not a nuisance. You're not a distraction to us. But let me tell you, when God gives you a gift, you got to take care of that gift. It's just like if I gave you a gift and I come and see you got it all squandered on the ground, you didn't appreciate it. But you got to appreciate your child that God gave to you, because your gift going to make room for you in your life, in the future. So you got to tell them about Jesus. You got to show them that God loves them, and I love you too. Mm-hmm. We can't take it for granted that our children's going to take care of us when we get old. Amen. Because you know what? What you put in them, that's what's going to come out. Yeah. If you don't take care of them, your children ain't going to take care of you when you get old. Yeah. You can say, well, I can go to the nursing home. I can tell you about them nursing homes. They ain't gonna take care of you neither, like you should. And your children ain't gonna come and see you like you think they are. So you gotta put in them what you expect to get out of them. If you expect to get blessed by God, you better put something of God in them. Put something on their mind and their hearts. That's the word of God. You can't just think that they gonna know what to do if you don't teach them. So you got to teach them. They're your future. Well, how do I say my future? They're going to be your doctors, your lawyers, your pastors, your nurses, your housekeepers. They're going to be everything. They're going to be your bankers. So if you don't put nothing in them, don't expect to get nothing out. You be wondering, how come my kids don't come and see about me? Because you never gave them anything to come to see about. You got to understand that. You can't just assume they going to know to take care of mom and dad. You can't assume that. My mother didn't assume it. I never thought I would do it, but I did it. But I never assumed. And she never assumed. It's what you get put in you. It's what comes out. You know, they said the hand that rocked the cradle is the one that rules the world. Mama, you gotta rock that cradle. You gotta nurture that child. You gotta be a Jochebed, Moses' mother. Send him on down to keep him out of trouble. Send him on to protect him. See, she was his protector. She just didn't let anything come in and take over her child and her home. You gotta be a Hannah. You got to be on your knees praying to God about that child before she even conceived that child and got that womb ready for that child. And I know the Spirit of God was in there because it was in Mary and Elizabeth, so I know it had to go in Hannah too before they came along. So she was a supporter of Samuel. And Samuel became a man of God, an outstanding man, a prophet. And he spoke the word of God into others. So you got to get your children ready with the word of God in them. We can't take it for granted that our teachers and our schools and our pastors and everybody else going to teach them, babysitters, daycare, unless you got a grandmother that takes care of them. And she knows the word of God. But you can't assume anybody else going to take care of your children and teach them about the word of God and how to live and what to do. They're going to follow in your footsteps if you're not careful. If you're not walking with Jesus, they're going to walk right on behind you and be like, I don't know what's wrong with that child. Look in the mirror. Look in the mirror. They're going to imitate what they see. Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Well, they're going to imitate what's in front of them. If you're not living for Christ, they're not going to live for Christ. We got to give God all the honor and the glory that he deserves. And we got to teach our children how to give God all the honor and the glory. And then also to honor our parents so their life may be long on this earth. That's scripture. But then we look over in the New Testament and we look at Timothy. And he had his grandmother Lois and his mother Eunice, teachers. You got to be a teacher of the word with your walk and your talk. So if you live it any kind of way, doing any kind of thing, and then your children come up and do the same thing, once again, get that mirror. They learned it at home. What they learn at home is what they're going to do out in the world. It's a learning process. It's not right, Sister Robinson. It's a learning. Jennifer, I seen something that she put. She said, they learned this behavior. It's a learning behavior, and they learn it right at home from you. So we got to understand, and we got to teach them. And we can't make our kids think that they're entitled. Because, see, we got some entitled people around here. I'm entitled to this. Because you always want to say yes. Yes, you can do that. Yes, you can have this. Oh, yes, I'll do this for you. But guess what? They go into the world and think they entitled to whatever. Let me tell you, your kids will get grown, and you be on your Social Security, and they think they entitled to your Social Security check. Entitled, because that's how you have raised them. They're entitled children to whatever. And they have come from a good home, but they still think they're entitled to whatever. Your Social Security check, anything. I can do whatever I want. Mama, daddy will take care of it. And see, and I'm going to tell you, a lot of times children go to the mother before they go to the daddy because the mama got such a soft heart, and they pull at that string. And next thing you know, mama got her purse open. Here, take whatever you want, baby. That's entitlement. Don't raise entitled children, because you know why? On, you're not always going to be here. And then it's going to be hard on them. Because they're going to be saying, I know when mama was here, mama would have did this. But mama's not here. Help us, girl. I'm here, and the answer is no. That's all to it. You got to learn how to tell your children no. You got to learn how to balance that scale. When to say yes, when to say no. Because they're going to get out in that world. The banker going to say no. The finance company going to say no. So if you don't teach them now, while they're young and growing up, that there is a such thing as no and yes, I'm going to balance it out. And I learned when I was raising my three to tell them. I used to say, okay, we can do this. Yo, I'll do this. I'll do that. Then they come back to mom. They said, you lied. You said you was going to do this. So the Lord told me, start telling them if the Lord will. And we'll see if we can do this. So you can balance that scale for your children. So when you get old in age, they'll come and see about you, take care of you. It's a blessing. You'll be able to lay down at night and get your rest. Get a peace of sleep. I feel good when I can get sleep. My son tells me now, Mom, I come in here, you all knocked out. Are you right? I'm asleep. If you out there doing something, you're doing it because you want to, because it isn't that you wasn't taught not to do it. You're doing it because you want to. So I lay down and go to sleep. I can't do nothing anyway. I'm in my house, covered up from head to toe. You out there doing whatever you want to do. If that phone ring, I may hear it, I may not. You got to teach your kids when they leave your sight. You can't protect them, but he can. He can. So don't call on mama. You better call on Jesus. Should be the first name that come out of your mouth. It's Jesus. Amen. So in closing, I just want to leave with you a thought. that when you go into your home,
yes,
and you talking to your children, always put Jesus first.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Always put Jesus first. And let them know, no matter what they say or what they do, you can always go to Jesus and ask for forgiveness. Let them know that I am not always going to be here with you, but Jesus will. Let them know. Trust and obey God. Give him all the honor in your life. Because you know what? That's all you got when the deal boiled down. That's all you're going to have is the honor and obey God and the love of God. Amen.
Amen.
So, Mother, enjoy your Mother's Day. And I pray that God bless each and every one of you with joy and happiness, not just today, but always. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Since everybody else has mentioned the fact that pastors passing on these assignments. Oh, my Lord. That's all I'm going to say about it. That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Greetings. I greet you in the name of my Lord, Jesus Christ. Giving honor to Pastor, to First Lady, Sister Robinson, to our ministers, to our deacons, deaconesses, to you, the Shiloh Church family.
Mm-hmm.
I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable.
Yes.
Minister Dorothy has done an excellent job coming before you, teaching that children come through you, but from God, that they are a gift from God. And for just a little bit, I'd like to reemphasize that. And I'm forgetting my scripture. So let's all turn to Genesis, very front of the Old Testament. Can't miss it. Can't miss it. So Genesis 4:1 says, and Eve knew, and Adam knew, excuse me. Everybody got there? I'm sorry. Give you all time. Everybody there, since we're in the front book of the Bible?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, meaning Eve is speaking, I have gotten a man from the Lord. I have gotten a man from the Lord. And I have another scripture for you that's found in Deuteronomy, and it will be chapter 6, verses 6, starting with verse 5, 5 through 7. We okay since we're still in First Testament? Just a couple books up from Genesis, okay? So it says, and thou shall love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. My subject, my assignment for today was entitled Motherhood. Motherhood. And so I went back to Genesis 4:1 to once again emphasize And it says that she had conceived. And Eve realizes her blessing. She is rejoicing over the birth of having a child. And she realizes that child was a gift from God. You know, Eve also bore the title of the mother of all living. Eve was the first mother ever. First mother ever. But she never had a mother. Did you ever stop and think about that? The fact that Eve never had a mother? And because of the fall, because they had sinned in the Garden of Eden, she would also be the first mother to have pain.
That's right. That's right.
The pain of birth. She'd be the first to rejoice at life. She'd also be the first mother to bury a child.
My God.
And so when we talk about motherhood, there's a lot of things that comes in to being a mother. And where there's joy, there's also sorrow.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You ever thought about these things? But the scriptures that I have brought forth for you today, they tell you that if you love God, tells you how to love him with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. So as a mother, if you possess those three things, you can deal with motherhood. Our mothers today now make excuses. And when I stand here and I tell you Eve never had a mother, Eve didn't have a baby shower.
Come on, son. Come on. Come on.
She ain't had no nursery that was ready.
Come on now.
With all the brand name clothes. She ain't had no bottle, no formula. She didn't even have anybody to tell her how to put a baby to breast, to nurse it. Why do we have excuses nowadays on how to raise our children when the scriptures I read before you tells you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, it does.
And another thing, in the Bible days, a mother kept her child next to her until the age of three. The age of three.
Absolutely.
And she taught and she nurtured. And statistics nowadays tell us that by the time a child is 3 years old, they have already formed over half of their character.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so while we raising divas,
come on, sir.
Minister Dorothy just told us, you reap what you sow.
Yeah.
Is what it amounts to. So what you put in him is what you're going to get out of.
Yes, sir.
There's no excuse when the first mother never had a mother and she raised her children. She nurtured her children. And that means taking them to church,
mm-hmm.
not sending them. That means you as the mother,
come on, man.
Taking care of them, not leaving them on mama and grandma and everybody else. And be talking about, I don't know why they like they are. And you ain't spending no time with them. You done left them with anybody and everybody so you can go out and get in the street.
Speak.
We need spiritual mothers. Our children are dying. Every day we pick up the paper. There's drugs. There's guns. And suicide is absolutely off the charts these days. What happened to teaching our children that they are royalty? That they're a king's kid.
Yeah. That's it.
That you somebody. And it doesn't, and that means you don't take your life or anybody else's.
Come on, sir.
You don't have that right. You are a gift from God.
Yeah.
He knows my time and your time and everybody else's time.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't get to pick the time. These are the things that we're supposed to be teaching our children when we're nurturing our children. And we need spiritual mothers because Mr. Jones was talking about his mother and hearing his mother pray for him. Do they hear you pray? We crying every day over the statistics in the papers.
Yeah.
That's taking our children.
Yes.
But are we crying out to God?
Will.
Yes, sir.
Asking him to look over them, to guard them, to protect them. Because even if that child is in the schoolhouse, the day the shooter comes, if you have done your job as a spiritual mother,
come on now.
If it's his time, you're okay with it. You're okay with it because you know, as a mother, you've done all
you
that you could.
You put the work in. Yes,
that he is safe and that he's covered. Because you taught him to love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. I'm not sure of the time frame because I'm not used to being up here, and I don't want to abuse it by any means. I also brought something with me today that's been in one of my Bibles for some time. I'm getting old, and I don't know how long I had it now, y'all. But it's something I wanted to share with every mother today. And it's entitled, What Matters? 100 years from now, it will not matter what kind of car I drove, what kind of house I lived in, how much money I had in my bank account,
read it.
Nor what my clothes look like. But the world may be a little better because I was important in the life of a child.
Yes.
There are gifts from God, and he expects you as a mother to instill the love of him into that child. As women, we have been given this gift. And motherhood is more than just birthing a child into the world. You can be a mother without ever giving birth.
Yes.
Without ever giving birth. You have the ability to give eternal life. Eternal life. The gift of salvation. By teaching your child whom God is. I'm done.
Glory to God. Wasn't that beautiful? Come on, one more time for what God has done for these biological and spiritual mothers here. Thank you. Beautiful job, both of you. Me not, oh gentle say. Is there one today? Come on, mothers, come on. I want all the mothers to come down.